Okay, now I'm gonna choose a different key, and we're gonna use our our box shape, two strings up and two frets up, to guide us through the rest of the cage system going backwards. I'm gonna do it randomly. Pick a fret above the 12th fret. So
13.
Okay, and then pick a key, any of the 12 keys besides G.
A.
Okay, so here's where we are. We're at the 14th fret, 3rd string. Yeah, now why did I pick that one? Because it's the closest to the 13th fret. There is no A on the 13th fret, but there's one on 14, so there you go.
Oh.
There's one on 12 too, but it's fine. I just chose that one. So what we're gonna do is go backwards. Do we know what shape we're in yet? Right now, probably not, my guess is. Right?
Right.
You just randomly, I told you where an A is. And now, by the way, how did you know that this is a different topic, but how did you know that this, would you have known that this note was A? Because you're on the G string.
G.
And G at the 12th fret is G.
G.
So you just go up a whole step, there's your A.
A.
So good job. But now we're gonna use the box shape to figure out what shape we're in. If we go up two frets, actually let's go down. Let's go down two strings and down two frets. And what note do we have? And by down, I mean down in pitch, so towards the ceiling. All right. Yes, so you found the fifth string, 12th fret.
E, A.
That's right, we're in the A shape. We're in the A shape.
Right.
Bring this one back one fret. Yep. Yep, we're in the A shape. So again, you got third string, 14th fret, and you got 12th fret, fifth string. Yep. Okay, now that we know we're in the A shape, we're gonna put finger three where finger one is. And what's the shape before? This is, you know, spelling cage backwards. You know, it's just that easy.
Going backwards would be C.
You got it, you got it. And so that, there's no rhyme or reason for the C, where the two roots connect on the C shape, that is. How the two roots relate to each other, you just gotta memorize it. So if the third finger is on the 12th fret fifth string, where's the other root in the C shape?
So we're looking for an A.
You got
in
it.
The C shape.
You got it.
Let's see here.
Nice job. How did you find that? He found the, for those
B.
of you listening, he found the second string 10th fret was an A.
B, A.
Okay,
flat,
all right.
A.
Okay, good. So you did it by fretboard theory, just the notes of the notes on a fretboard. This is good. See how all these different ways of thinking can inform each other. I didn't even think of that. I was just hoping that you'd memorize where the C shape is. Or this. Okay, that's fine. So you did it a completely different way, and that's perfectly fine. It's kind of like, you know, you're turning your math.
Once I figured out where my start, I had to think about where my start.
Right.
What I knew.
Right.
I went off of what I knew.
You know, this is like you turning your math homework and you didn't do it right, but you got the right answer, so the teacher still gives you 100%. Well, some teachers won't. They'll say, well, you didn't do it right. So,
right.
But anyway, I'll give you full credit on that. But however, I want you to memorize where the roots are in your C shape. And how do you do that? Well, look at an actual C chord. Bring it down. Let me depart from the key of A for a minute, Tim, and go to a regular C chord. You know, of those notes, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, there's two do's. One's at fifth string, third fret, play it. And then if you were to learn your major scale, da, 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 the other one is on. So that's just something you memorized. So actually, a useful, I'm gonna digress here for the purposes of it. Your part of your homework is all those chords open. It's C, A, G, D, and the cage system. All those chords. Play the chord and then play the roots only, right? And how many are in each one? There, C, A, G, and E, and D, right? You probably have to take a minute to think about all.
Right.
Now, if you want to cheat, you know, which is not recommended, but you could just flip to your major, your minor pentatonic scale fingerings and look at where the yellow dots are,
and then you can cheat even further or reverse the other one.
Maybe we should do it right now, actually, rather than for homework, for the benefit of everyone listening to this. We're digressing from the key of A for a minute, but we're doing fretboard theory. This is important. When you do a C chord, according to that, the cage system, there's actually a whole sheet on the cage system overview right here. Your two roots of a C shape are on the fifth string and second string. So play only those. Yep. And let's move to the A shape. When you do an A chord, open cowboy chord, they're called, you know. You got two roots. Where are they? I'm going to turn you up a little. All right. Yep. Where are the two yellow dots on the A shape?
Back up.
So you just play an open A chord and then just look at where the yellow dots are in relation to where that chord is.
So this would be open.
You got it. Open fifth string.
Open.
You got it. And where's the other one? Notice the box shape. Two frets up and two strings up. Make sense? Nope. So that's, that'll help you.
So there's that there.
Yep. Good. Let's go to a G chord. Good. You got... Well, will you tell me how many roots are in that shape?
Two.
You're right. Those two are in it, but there's one more. And I'm going to ask you to look at the little oval circle thing on the cage system overview sheet. There's one of them, and here's another one.
Because that's open.
So,
that's
yeah.
Open, that's open
right.
String. Okay.
That's right.
I guess so, I'm still thinking that's, you got to have it fretted, but that's not necessarily
the case.
On this end.
Correct. In the same way when you did your A chord,
it was open string.
Yep. So going back to the G, it's a 6th string 3rd fret, 3rd string 1st fret, and 1st string 3rd fret. It's easier to play than it is to say.
Yeah.
All right, good. And there's your three roots. Now let's move on to the E chord. All right, how many yellow dots are in that?
You got two opens.
You got it. See how much faster that is? So he's got open sixth string, open first string, and fourth string second fret, which by the way is two frets up and two strings up from open E.
Right,
good. And then last but not least, the D shape. We got, well, you can just do it by string name. If you know the names of the open strings, E, A, D, G, B, you got an open fourth string right there. And then two frets up and two strings up, except you got to up one for the B sting string. And that's your fretboard theory in a nutshell, how it relates to the cage system. So we digress for a minute, but it was useful, because I want to go back to the key of A. We were at the C shape. Good man, and the roots are at frets, string 5, fret 12, and string 2, fret 10. Now, if you put pinky where the root on the second string is, why pinky? Because we have to go down two strings and two frets, go down meaning towards the ceiling, yep, and if you play that, down two frets and two strings, you had it right. But if you play that, then ain't no A. No, you went one string too far. Yeah, you're down two frets and two strings from where this A is.
Two.
Yep, but it don't sound like A. Why? Because you have to undo the B sting string nonsense. And so now you're at, the first finger is at fourth string, seventh fret. And there's your, well, I'm not going to tell you what shape that is, but if you spell a cage system backwards, what's the shape right before C? Yeah, you got it. Right? There's nothing before C. It starts with C, teacher. So what am I supposed to do? Just jump off the ocean, you know? No, but it's all a big circle. So D is before C. So there you go. You had it. And now you're going to put finger 3 where the 4th string 7th fret note was. And now we go down 2 frets and 2 strings. And what shape are we in now?
E.
You got it. So we got 4th string 7th fret, 6th string 5th fret, and what else do we got there? 1st string 5th fret.
5th fret. Yep.
Good. And now we're going to put, let's say, finger 3 on the 6th string 5th fret. The one you just had, the lowest root you just had, put finger 3 there instead of 1. Alright. No, 6th string. Yeah. Okay. And this is kind of one you just have to memorize in the G shape, that is. There's an A at the third string, second fret. So you have to stretch. I'm sorry, you know, we should have put pinky there. We should have put pinky on the sixth string, fifth fret. Put pinky on the sixth string, fifth fret instead of three. Because now you got to stretch. And is there any fretboard logic to that? There is, but I'm not going to get into it right now. It's just something to memorize. Yep, so that's your G shape, right? And then also you have the top string, first string, fifth fret. Yeah, good. You don't have to play them with one big bar. You could just pivot the pinky. Yeah, good. Good. And then guess what, Tim? Now that we landed on third string, second fret, you are now done because if you remember, we started this exercise on the third string, 14th fret. And now you're on third string, second fret, 12 frets down.
12 frets.
So you just went up the key of G and down the key of A. This is a very useful exercise, roots only, that everyone should do. You know, in addition to trying to make those weird chords in the cage system, it's helpful to do it roots only sometimes. And that's a big deal. So very good. Any questions?